Sheriff Arafa, thanks for joining us on this week's International Media. Can I ask you first, do you know of any media outlets in the Muslim world that have reproduced cartoons from this week's Charlie Hebdo?
I don't recall any newspaper, Arabic newspaper, that republished these cartoons, but they were criticizing or transferring the news, telling the story, but no one translated Charlie Hebdo or something like that.
Is it unthinkable that anyone would?
I think it's unthinkable, yeah, because it's different right here. We have a different set of values. People will not accept such a thing because religion is part of their lives.
Now, last week, one of the French weeklies, Le Point, ran a scholarly story on the life of the Prophet Muhammad. It was illustrated with Persian and South Asian miniatures. In some of them, he was veiled, in others not. What are the rules about this?
In Iran, they have no problem with illustrating Prophet Muhammad or draw paintings about him. It's acceptable there, but for Sunni Muslim, it's not acceptable.
With the internet and social media, many people will have seen the latest Charlie Hebdo cartoons. What's been the reaction from religious leaders, politicians, media, the man in the street?
Religious people said that this is not acceptable to republish these cartoons because it insults them. Not well-educated people or people who do not have proper exposure to the West, who are not familiar with cartooning ideas and school of thoughts in the West, didn't understand the reason behind republishing these cartoons. But for cultural people or people who, you know, journalists, writers who are familiar with cartoons in the West, in the USA or in Charlie Hebdo in specific, people who are familiar with this newspaper know, they understand, just understand the logic behind it because it represents something else than people understood here. It represents freedom of speech and they didn't want to sit back because of what happened. So there is a quite misunderstanding between the two parties. Some people believe that they have the right to do this and people have to accept it because it's part of freedom of speech. And from the other side, people didn't understand the republishing of the cartoons and to consider it something like re-offending Muslim or something like this.
Separation of church and state and freedom of expression are core values of the French Republic. These attacks in Paris were seen as an attack on the French Republic, not just the individuals. Is this widely understood in the Islamic world?
I don't think it's widely understood because in the Islamic world we didn't have the French Revolution. There is no you know, quite separation between religion and state. It's not in the set of minds of many people here. People may not understand the individualistic values on which the French Revolution or the Western culture is based on. People here are more conformists. They believe in some sacred values. They glorify some figures, and they get offended if someone criticized it or makes fun of it.
French journalists agree that news reporting has constraints, the need for balance, the laws of libel, but they say that cartoons are opinions, jokes, thus nothing is forbidden. Do you agree with that?
Personally, I agree with that because I'm a cartoonist. I'm quite familiar about the different school of thoughts, and I understand what's going on here, but this is not a public opinion. Not everyone will be understanding.
Now, there's a parallel story. A Saudi blogger, I believe his name is Raifa Badawi, has been jailed for 10 years and sentenced to 1,000 lashes for posting stuff that the authorities in Saudi Arabia didn't like. How's that been reported in the Middle East?
Many newspapers wrote about it as a story, but I don't think that the governmental newspapers and will criticize Saudi Arabia and the Arab countries because Arabia is a very powerful country and it has you know, many resources and diplomatic relationships, and there is a difficult situation happening in the Middle East right now. So officially, not all the Arab countries will criticize Saudi Arabia for doing this.
Over the past week, have any cartoons caught your eye which capture the mood regarding the Charlie Hebdo affair?
Most of the cartoonists that I know are supporting Charlie Hebdo, or at least supporting freedom of speech, and doesn't support any hate speech or any violence. One of my cartoons about this topic was picturing the same scene in which the attackers killed a policeman lying on the floor, and I painted them as devils, you know, like devils with tails and horns. This is one of my cartoons about this incident.
Sherif Arafa, thanks for joining us on International Media.
Thank you.